My dream of moving to a foreign country began at the ripe old age of 8. Yes, I spent most of my early years daydreaming of where I wanted to live, and France was often at the top of my list. As I got older, my daydreaming transformed into my vision, and I travelled extensively looking for my dream home. It wasn't until I arrived on the Côte d'Azur in 1992 that I really started to settle down. Of course, that dream life does not happen with a click of the fingers. The following 2 years were filled with a multitude of challenges. The French bureaucracy drove me absolutely crazy, but I had so many first steps that were fun, great learning experience, meeting so many new people, learning the language, so many hilarious situations that even now I'm giggling whilst thinking back. I mean, just how many times can you say merci beaucoup with such a bad pronunciation that the waiter thought that instead of saying thanks very much, you were actually complaining about his posterior? I think you might need to think about that one. Anyway, if I was going to survive in France, I needed to learn the language quickly. I needed to find a job, a creche, access the healthcare system, get a residency permit, and so much more. How to go about all of that with a young baby in tow, minimum funds, and a boyfriend who worked a long way away. Luckily, I love a challenge, and so my first paperwork footsteps were taken. Fast forward 20 years, and after a successful corporate career, it's probably no huge surprise that I created my own relocation business in 2012 and started the Serenity Club in 2016, dedicated to helping families navigate the rough waters of the administration system for their first year in France and to ensure a smooth transition to their life. My name is Tracy Leonetti, and in today's LBS report, we'll be taking a look at how to get through some of those beginner's hurdles for learning the language. Quite frankly, if you want to learn the lingo, you are going to have to take yourself out of your comfort zone. And if you really want to live your dream life in France, then this must be a priority. This doesn't mean you need to be fluent, it just means you need to put yourself out there. So private lessons may not be an option, and believe me, they are not always the best option because you will always be in a protected zone with your language teacher. It's a no-risk zone. You know, personally, I could not afford private lessons back in the day, so I started out by asking a local lady at the supermarket to exchange learning lessons with me. So we would have a nice twice-weekly coffee learning sessions. She became a really good friend, and we still laugh now about how unbelievably bad my French was back then. Another way of doing is to ask at your local international college to see if they have any part-time language lessons. This can be a really good way to get your basics under the belt within small groups. This helps with practicing your French, but in an environment that feels a little safer. You will also meet like-minded people who are going through the same challenges for their integration into France. You could also join an association or a club, learn a new activity, or donate your time to a charity. Of course, only in French. I took computer lessons in French with 15 other French ladies. It was the best language course I ever had. I learned nothing on computers though. Of course, practice, practice, practice is the name of the game. The only way to learn is to make mistakes. So make them, correct them, and then move on to the next one. You need to speak to as many people as you can. Put yourself out there. I often spoke to elderly ladies at the bus stop or whilst having my morning coffee. They have so much more time and so much more patience. And you know what? It's free, authentic practice. So go for it. Now, if you have children and you want to get them integrated as soon as possible and you want them to learn the lingo, there are some tips also that I can give you. Although, believe me, they will get the language under their belt much faster than you. You could, of course, register them in summer activities in your local town. This is really an excellent way for them to meet children of their own age and to start picking up the lingo before they start school. You could also put a message out to the local social media groups to meet other French-speaking families to do activities together. For schooling, well, that of course is a matter of personal choice and age. My podcast that I did on schooling in France will give you more tips on this. Lastly, do remember, patience is a virtue both in paperwork and in language learning. When you hit a wall, knock it down and keep moving. I think you will find that you will have a lot of fun with language learning if you take it from a child's perspective. you know, play board games in French, have a cheese and wine even in French, and invite your local French neighbours for an apéro. That is really the best way to integrate and to learn the language. Where there is a will, there is a way. But if you still need persuading to learn the language, this quote from Nelson Mandela may help. If you talk to a man in a language he understands, that goes to his head. If you talk to him in his own language, that goes to his heart. If you have enjoyed this short podcast, please subscribe at lbsinfrance.com or wherever you get your podcasts.